Today I'll be talking about determining the effects of tannin manure applications following tannin dietary feeding trials to Holstein dairy cows and to see what impacts that has on soil. Thank you to my co-authors and advisors, Matt Ruick and Mark Powell. So to start you, to contextualize my research, I wanted to go through the nitrogen cycle as it's applied to the dairy manure application system. So nitrogen from feed is processed through the dairy cow and comes out in both urine and feces. In urine, we have a higher urea nitrogen concentration, which tends to volatilize nitrogen into ammonia gas. The rest of that manure nitrogen is then decomposed into soil organic matter, where microbial organisms can either immobilize that form of nitrogen, or it can be mineralized through ammonification and nitrification into ammonium and nitrate, which are mineral forms of nitrogen that are then plant available. This cycle recycles back into the dairy cow. However, we know that nitrate, because it is an anion, often results in leaching, which can cause downstream eutrophication, as well as into denitrification pathways, which result in gaseous losses, especially nitrous oxide. So these can have very substantial impacts on the environment. So it's a great idea to find mechanisms that are able to help improve the efficiency of the nitrogen from these manure applications. So one way that we are doing that at the University of Wisconsin is by adding tannin as a feeding additive to dairy cow total mixed rations. And what we've found in previous studies is that when cows are fed tannin, it has an inhibition effect on the urease enzyme, which therefore results in lower total urea nitrogen concentrations in the urine, which decreases the ammonia volatilization. So we've seen very positive benefits of feeding cows tannin at the cow and barn levels. And previous literature has found that when tannin is applied to soils, it can slow down microbial herbivory in these systems. And therefore, we think that in manure, it can have that same effect to overall slow the nitrogen mineralization cycle and affect how the soil nitrogen system is processed. So from my research, I want to focus on two main areas. Is this tannin presence in manure affecting nitrogen mineralization? And how does that affect the agronomic production in these systems? Is it slowing the amount of nitrogen and therefore hurting the crop uptake? Or is it doing the opposite and improving the nitrogen use efficiency in these systems? So knowing what we know from positive impacts at the cow and barn level, we wanted to assess the yield responses in dairy forages of winter wheat and sorghum in a greenhouse trial, as well as the nitrogen uptake in these systems, and determine if there's an effect of those tannin manures on the soil nitrogen mineralization in these cropping systems. So we expected to see, because of that slowing process of tannin being present in the manure, we'd expect to see diminished yields from these cropping systems, less nitrogen uptake from tannins, and also maybe a shift in when nitrogen became plant available. In terms of over multiple seasons, would we see an effect? My experiment was a randomized complete design with three whole plot factors, tannin as a crude powder of quebracho and chestnut was fed at three levels to 36 Holstein dairy cows at no tannin or 0.4 or 1.8% of the dry matter intake of the dairy cow. We then applied that manure at two different nitrogen rates, 240 and 360 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And we applied that manure either one, two, or three times to three cropping systems in order to assess that to see if tannin had an influential effect when it was applied more than one time. The soil we used for this experiment was a St. Charles silt loam, which is a typical haplodelph. All of my statistics for each crop that I'll be going through were analyzed independently. This is because the treatment structure changed depending on the number of manure applications at each crop level. So we tested for the tannin level, the nitrogen rate, and the frequency using a PROCmix de novo, and all of the statistics I'll be showing you today have a significance at alpha less than 0.05. So first, in winter wheat, we had 54 pots that received manure at the F1 level, so F1 meaning it received manure at this point. We had those three tannin levels, 0, 0.4, and 1.8%, each at two different nitrogen application rates, so 240 and 360 for each one. We also had a control that never received manure throughout the trial. This winter wheat was grown for 45 days, and we harvested all of the above-ground and below-ground biomass to determine the biomass response and yield and the nitrogen uptake. So the analysis of variance showed that regardless of in-rate or tannin concentration, there was no effect in the above-ground system. But in terms of below-ground, the root yield was affected by both tannin and the nitrogen application rate, and the root nitrogen uptake was influenced by tannin. So what we found was that when tannin was in manure, it actually increased the total root biomass in these systems compared to manure that did not include tannin. And we also saw that when more nitrogen was applied, we had more roots that occurred with that system. The same was true in root nitrogen uptake. When tannin was in the manure, we had higher root nitrogen uptake in the system, which could result in higher subsequent nitrogen mineralization later on. Then we planted a second crop into sorghum. At this point, we applied manure to two-thirds of the pots that received the original F1 manure application. So at this point in time, the treatments that had received this F2 level have manure on day zero of the sorghum treatment. And for the F1, it's been 45 days since they had manure. They've been through a cropping system already. So now we have 12 treatments, six at each manure frequency level. And at this point, we only harvested the above ground biomass in order to allow for a sorghum ratoon after this. Our analysis of variance showed that there was only an effect of tannin in this system for both the shoot biomass and for the nitrogen uptake. That's surprising because we'd expect when you apply more manure or at a higher nitrogen rate that you would see more of an effect in this second system. However, tannin was the only effect that we observed. For both shoot yield and nitrogen uptake, we saw that at the highest tannin level, there was diminished yield and diminished nitrogen uptake. This is interesting because it's kind of the opposite of what we just observed below ground in the winter wheat system, where with tannin we saw increased root biomass and root nitrogen uptake. So that could say that this has more of an impact below ground than above ground. And with that sorghum ratoon system, now we've applied three manure applications. The manure that received F2, half of those treatments received another manure application. So now, it's been 105 days since F1 received any manure. We've been through two cropping systems already before this crop was started. With F2, it's been 60 days since that has received manure, and F3, it was applied at the time of the start of this crop. So this was grown for another 45 days, and then we measured all of the above ground and below ground biomass again, and the nitrogen uptake in the above ground and below ground. And at the end of this trial, we wanted to assess the impact of the tannin on the soil nitrogen in the system. So we studied that at the very end of the cropping system. What we found was that there was an interaction effect of the nitrogen rate and frequency for the shoot biomass and shoot nitrogen uptake observed in the system. Root biomass was influenced by N-rate and frequency, both, and there was an interaction effect of tannin, rate, and frequency for the root nitrogen uptake. Notice now that this is the first time tannin has not showed up as significant at any point in this cropping system. So for shoot yield, remember that this F1 and F2, regardless of N-rate, it's been a long time since those treatments have received manure. And we saw that there was a yield bump when they received that third manure application, regardless of N-rate. And with more nitrogen, we saw a larger shoot yield in the system. A similar trend was observed with the shoot nitrogen uptake. We saw that when manure had been applied either 105 or 60 days before, there were no differences, regardless of N-rate, and that increased when manure had been applied most recently. And again, it was higher at the higher N-rate. The root biomass was, again, that had two whole plot effects. So the nitrogen rate was significant, as well as the manure application frequency. So more nitrogen, more roots. And we also saw that when manure was applied more than once or three times, that influenced the root biomass. And that's interesting because it just suggests that we're seeing a carryover effect from the previous cropping systems that are allowing for more roots to grow. So here is the three-way interaction effect that was observed for root nitrogen uptake. But if you look closely, you can see that with F1 and F2, there were really no differences that we observed. So I want you to focus on F3. And what we're seeing is in the red and blue in the no tannin and high tannin treatments, there was a significant increase in the root nitrogen uptake from the 240 to 360 kilograms of nitrogen in rate. However, that wasn't observed in the low tannin diet in yellow, and we don't have a great satisfying answer for that. In terms of the soil plant available nitrogen that was studied, we only found an effect of frequency, so when manure had been applied more than one time, it seemed to influence the overall plant available nitrogen. This was not observed in the, there was no effect of tannin or nitrogen rate at this point. So in conclusion, again, in winter wheat, we saw that tannin affected the root biomass. It increased root biomass and root nitrogen uptake. In the sorghum, we saw that it diminished the shoot yield and the nitrogen uptake in shoots when tannin was at the highest level. So there's not much consistency there between those treatments. And in the sorghum ratoon, we saw that tannin only really had an effect in the root nitrogen uptake, and then it wasn't a very strong one. So there isn't much consistency here in terms of the overall agronomic production benefits of having tannin in these cropping systems. However, it's important to then contextualize it. We know that this feeding diet has very positive implications for cows in terms of reducing bloat, improving the milk quality, and generally reducing ammonia emissions in the barn. So finding a feed additive that doesn't have implications that are negative downstream in terms of land application is actually a pretty good thing. So we can't say for certain that there are positive impacts here, but we can't say there's anything negative as well. So again, we need to remember that we have those positive implications, and therefore we're not going to change the manure management recommendations in this system. Thank you.
Claire's given us a few minutes for questions. Anybody have a question for Claire? Yep.
Did you go by sorghum in Wisconsin? Why did you choose to do the sorghum
system? So sorghum takes up nitrogen well. That's the reason we wanted to understand the fertility implications. But it is a dairy forage in other places. So, I mean, it's a good question. Thank you.
Is there another question over here?
So the question was, did I apply nitrogen in an artificial form versus in manure? So we only applied manure from the nitrogen, or nitrogen that was in the form of the manure. There was no additional nitrogen applied to the system at all.
So then you applied more nitrogen in manure, you also applied more tannin.
Exactly.
In those
mm-hmm. So when we applied more manure, there was more tannin that was applied to the system, with the idea that maybe we would see an effect when more tannin was present in the manure on what the microbial community could process.
Well, I think we have data maybe on the impact on the soil microbial community.
We don't,
no. That could maybe help explain some of this, right?
Yes, definitely, yeah. So that would be a great area of further research to improve our knowledge of what's going on with the microbial communities in these systems. So am I willing to spend the rest of my life looking at that? No, I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Okay. Okay, one more question.
Yeah.
We'll go into lunch hour.
At the conclusion of the experiment, how did you calculate available?
So the plant available nitrogen was determined as just the total inorganic nitrogen in the system from the soil. So we ran a KCl extraction to determine total nitrogen concentrations and analyzed that on a latchet.
Okay, with that, thank you once again, Claire. And
thank you.